Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
The system has officially loaded. Yesterday, we talked about Morgan Wallen. Was he teasing something? What's to come? All he said was system loading. We now know Morgan Wallen going back out on tour, still the problem.
You called it, too. I said, Kel, what do you think the tease is? You said tour. I said possibly new album. And sure enough, yeah, the still the problem tour 2026 coming pretty close our way in early May.
This will be, okay, a destination, but it'll be worth it. He is going to be playing at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. That place is going to go crazy.
That's right. Friday, May 1st and May 2nd. And here's what I like about it. Both shows going to feature at least one different artist. The May 1st one, you got obviously Morgan, who's going to be headlining. You got Brooks and Dunn, Gavin Adcock, Vincent Mason.
Then on Saturday, going to switch it up just a little bit. Morgan, of course, still your headliner with Thomas Rhett, Gavin Adcock, and Vincent Mason.
Man, I want to go to both shows. I don't know if I can just pick one. I love Brooks and Dunn and Thomas and Morgan. It's an incredible lineup.
Okay, so here's the deal. Now that it has officially been announced, you're going to want to go and register to purchase tickets because tickets are going to go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m.
Man, in Vegas,
Vegas. And here's the really cool part. We are going to have your chance to win tickets.
Oh, I thought you said here's the cool part. We're going to go.
Well, hopefully. Fingers crossed, we'll be there with you.
That'd be nice.
Morgan Wallen, May in Vegas.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Major League Baseball, not only ruining my day, but now ruining Halloween because that's when Game 6 will take place.
Well, Game 6 would have taken place on Halloween regardless.
I know.
Had the Dodgers won last night.
I was hoping, though, that like we would have been wrapped up by last night. But last night, I don't even want to talk about it.
I want to talk about it.
I know you do.
Big 6-1 victory for the Blue Jays, which, my goodness.
I'll give you credit. Your pitcher was on fire.
What a pitching performance.
Yeah.
Besides Kike's solo home run, it was lights out.
The Dodgers did not show up.
In front
of a home crowd, too. We really needed last night because we both said yesterday, whoever wins last night, you totally have the advantage because it's just one more. Now the Dodgers, we got to dig ourselves out of a hole.
You would think so, yeah, but it's not over till it's over. And I think Game 6 is, I like the Dodgers in that. As much as I don't want to say it, I think the Dodgers have a shot and we're going Game 7.
I agree. I think we're going Game 7. For all the houses that are going to be handing out candy on Halloween night, can you just do me a favor? Open up your garage, and if you have a garage TV on, can you at least have the World Series playing? Because I already know Art is going to start with a, hey, why don't you take the kids out? I'm going to hand out the candy this year. No, you're coming with us. We'll watch it on our phone.
Yesterday, I put together a little melody, a little fun song, a little parody of I Love L.A. And I was getting floods of messages of people saying, hey, you're cursing the Dodgers. What are you doing?
Because you took a sacred song.
Stop. Take this down. And I thought, oh, boy, I better apologize for absolutely nothing because today I went a step further and created another parody song.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Well, did you see it? Last night's big win. Toronto, we did it again. Schneider went deep and so did Vladdy. Hey, LA, tell me, who's your daddy?
Ew!
The Blue Jays are on a major tear. Still can't believe we have free healthcare. Open the Canada Dry, let's celebrate. Kelly, are you ready for our pizza date? And
no.
We'll be singing, go Jays, go Jays, go Jays, oh.
Go away is what we should be singing.
You are going to have to eat Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza with maple syrup?
It's not over yet.
No, but it's close. That pizza's getting in the oven.
We'll find out by Monday who has the big punishment for the World Series.
I'll have your breakfast ready for you.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Morgan Wallen on K-Frog just announced this morning his Still the Problem tour going to be taking place next year. If you want details, check out K-Frog's Instagram. Okay, We're going to do a little throwback for Carter's question today. I want to see if you remember this time in your life.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Hi guys, it's Carter from Carter's Christian. What's your favorite book growing up? Mine's Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh yeah, and you got the book fair coming up, so are you looking for a new book?
Yeah, it's the 20th book of the collection that I'm going to buy. It's called Diary of a Wimpy Kid Party Pooper, only for 10 bucks.
I love that he said he was going to buy it. No, mommy's probably going to buy that. Do you remember the book fair and how excited you got when it came to school?
Between that and recess, those were the best parts of school.
And the little paper that they would send home and it had all the books in there and you're like circling them.
Yep.
What was your go-to book growing up that you remember you got so hooked on?
I remember going to the book fair and I had to have every Captain Underpants book that was ever made, the whole collection, the
really?
Whole series. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Carter has a couple of those books, too. I didn't realize that, like, and I'm not saying this rude, but I didn't realize, like, those were old books. I thought that was, like, a current thing.
No, I think they first came out when I was in maybe somewhere between, like, third and fifth grade. I remember that because I remember going to the book fair and I remember I had such a vivid picture in my mind, like grabbing the book and it has like that smell too, like the new book smell.
Fresh book.
And those books made me want to read. Reading was never fun as
right.
a kid, but it was one of those that like kept dragging me in and it was funny and gosh, yeah, that's a good throwback one.
For me, Goosebumps. I loved Goosebumps books.
Yep.
And then when you got a little older, it was R.L. Stine because it was like a little scarier.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I totally remember. I even tried to get Carter to start reading Goosebumps, and I was like, no, I don't need him to have
don't
any
need another
nightmares.
Kid. I remember Goosebumps, like you could feel like the cover, and it was mm-hmm. kind of like 3D-ish.
Had Goosebumps on it.
Yeah.
All right, Carter's question. He wants to know, what was your favorite book growing up? Something that you would recommend reading. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I'm sure at some point next week there will be a random Lamborghini poster hanging on my son's wall because the book fair is in town.
Can I say the posters were the best part of the book fair? I remember every like just getting a handful of like football posters and then you throw in a book here and there.
Or the random pens and pencils and erasers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So for Carter's question, because the book fair is in town, he wants to know, what was your favorite book growing up? Tori and Hemet, what was it for you?
My favorite books were the Roald Dahl collections, like The Big Friendly Giant, The Three Witches, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, those books. They had like old, like figured like drawings on them, little cartoon characters.
Yeah.
And I know they made a movie about The Big Friendly Giant. And that was my all-time favorite book.
Yeah, the BFG.
That was one thing I do, and I still love to this day, books that become movies, because I love to see the comparison of what I pictured in my head and how they actually make it into a movie.
Does that ever let you down, though? Because maybe you paint this perfect picture in your mind when you read the book, and then you see the movie, and it's like, yeah, not what I was thinking.
No, not yet. I'm sure it'll happen, though. Janine in Riverside, what was your favorite book growing up?
I had a few. Captain Underpants, Goosebumps, Sweet Valley High, and The Babysitter's Club.
Oh, I forgot about those. Those are some good ones. Those are all classics.
Right? I'm old.
You know, that's just vintage taste, but vintage good taste. 626, throw me back with this one, says, Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I remember, and there were like different variations. I loved reading those because they were like real life stories.
Yeah, a lot of throwbacks here. Where the Red Fern Grows, Charlotte's Web, anything Beverly Cleary.
951. It was always a Goosebumps book and a Lamborghini poster. What is it with the Lamborghini poster?
Your son Carter listening at this hour.
Right? Victoria, do you remember back to the book fair when it used to come to school? What was your favorite book?
Oh my gosh, my favorite books were the Magic Treehouse books.
It's another one I don't remember.
Everyone keeps saying that and it's not clicking to me.
Really? I know. I used to like the Magic Treehouse books and the Junie B. Jones.
Oh, Junie B. Jones. I know the name. Again, it's not Captain Underpants. I didn't read it.
Yeah, no, and it's funny because I actually work at a school, so I know like all the books that the new kids are getting and everything, so it's pretty cool to see all the new books.
What's the ratio of kids buying books to other random things like posters, pencils, erasers?
Oh my gosh, it's literally like 5%.
Rachel in Riverside, what was your favorite book growing up?
I'm dropping my seventh grader off right now. His favorite book is The Giver
by Lois Lowry.
The Giver. What's that book about? I'm not familiar with that one.
So it's about like this dystopian world where there's this thing called Satanists.
it's like segregation, but there's no different races, and nobody can see color except for the giver and the receiver of memory.
That sounds so familiar now that you explained it.
I'm just shocked that a seventh grader said dystopian.
Is he in seventh grade? Because he sounded so young to be reading that book.
Hey, he must be a smart one. Good. Way to go, Mom.
Unlike me.
And me talking about my Goosebumps books and R.L. Stine. Maybe I should have picked up a different book.
You know what I'm so surprised? Out of all these text messages, nobody has said Harry Potter. Remember how big that was?
That was huge. I never got into that. Did you read Harry Potter?
I read the first one, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and that was one of my favorite books ever. And for some reason, I didn't continue reading them. And I'm wondering if I was intimidated because the books only got bigger as they kept coming out. And I was like, I don't think so.
Give me Captain Underpants. Who's got a comic book
one
for
one more time.
Me?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Spooky season wraps up tomorrow with Halloween, but we still got to finish some of our ghost stories.
I could do without these. Every single one I'm hearing, I'm like freaking out, and I feel like the ghosts are coming in here.
Okay, Tammy, let's hear yours. Let's really freak out Anthony.
My boyfriend passed away December 6th of 23. In April of 24, his sister, who he didn't get along with, got some of his stuff. I was at home working. On my mantle above my fireplace, I had a large dream catcher and then a vase and everything that's been up there for over a year. The same time she got his stuff, everything came crashing down because the dream catcher fell. Nobody was in the living room. No windows were open. And I've also felt him come in and sit down on my bed at night.
Oh my gosh. So you think that was him, like a little upset that the sister got the stuff?
I know it was him because I'd also smell his cologne.
Oh. Is that almost somewhat comforting though?
It was, yes. I know he's with me to protect me. My son told me it's my fault because I got a tattoo to remember him and I had some of his ashes put in my tattoo.
Oh, so he's really with you.
Yeah, he's really with me.
you had some ashes put in the tattoo?
Yes.
How do they do that?
My tattoo's mainly black and white, and they mix some of his ashes in with the black ink before they inked me up.
Okay, wait, this is actually a really cool way to honor somebody with their ashes.
Have you never heard of that before?
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, and I think it's very creative because a lot of times you have like the urns or something. This is totally out of the box, no pun intended.
Good one, Kel. From what I've seen and heard, you either have the urn with the ashes at your house,
mm-hmm.
or you go somewhere and you spread the ashes.
Right.
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard that's somewhat illegal.
I think it depends on where you're spreading the ashes. I don't particularly know.
So when my wife decides to sprinkle me at medieval times, is that going to be a yay or nay?
Probably requires some special approval for that, but that's a unique way. What is something unique you did with your loved one's ashes?
Yeah, we want to hear about it. You can call or text in our number, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
These text messages that are coming in right now, they're getting me a little teary-eyed. We had somebody call in, and her boyfriend had passed away. She took part of his ashes and put it in her tattoo, so he's always with her, which is pretty unique to do for a loved one.
That's honestly one of the coolest things I think I've ever heard.
Well, wait, because people are telling their stories of what they did with a loved one's ashes. Let's see. We have Jamie and Menifee. Did you do something special?
I did. My dad, he passed away in Mexico, but he was from, you know, California. And we used to go deep sea fishing in Ensenada with him. So me and my family got together and went down there and we spread his ashes around Isla de los Santos as a family deep sea fishing together.
Oh, your dad would have loved that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then when we spread the ashes, it kind of like went in like glitter. It was very like symbolic. He was like a pastor, you know, so I don't know. It was just very beautiful.
That's a great idea. Who came up with that?
Me and my sisters did.
That's really sweet. 951, they started their text and said, I've heard of doing this. I've never heard of doing this. I told my kids, my wish is to put my ashes in a firework so that I can go out with a bang. Is that a real thing?
This is a real thing. There's companies
really?
That actually do this because I was just looking it up. I saw that same text message. I'm like, there's no way. And that is like the new thing of how to take care of somebody's ashes. Here's the thing. I'm deathly afraid of heights. Don't you dare put me in that cannon.
Nope. Take me back to medieval times. That's where
right.
Anthony wants to be.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.